This is Smart Tech, the first episode of 2018, episode 1801. Happy New Year, everyone. Let's freak out because your phone knows your every move. Or, as I like to call it, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Shout out to Rockwell. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I'm no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Who's playing tricks on me? Hello and happy new year. This is your host, Chuck Minear, and this is your tech show, Smart Tech. You know, if you haven't listened to us before, if this is your New Year's resolution, and I would say that listening to Smart Tech is a great New Year's resolution. It's certainly the easiest one to keep. Forget that exercise and eating right. Just listen to us. You know, you'll get all of the moral and physical centering that you need in your life, I guess. If you haven't listened to us before, or if you've listened to us and you're tired of hearing it, I'll say it again. We do have a website, www.smarttech, S-M-A-R-T-T-E-C-H, there's two T's in there, .tv. And at that website, we hold on to everything Smart Tech. So what happens is that you can go there, you can look at all of our episodes for years and years past that we've been doing this show, and you can listen to anything you want. We also put some important things on there. We put links and show notes. You'll want to dive into the show notes this week because I'm going to give you a couple processes, steps that you might want to take. And if that's the case, then what you need to do is go on there to follow the steps. I mean, they'll be listed there in the show notes. So you just go to the website. On the front page is a place where you can subscribe to our Facebook page, which I would suggest you do. We do most of our interaction on our Facebook page. We also do interaction on our website. We have a place for show notes. As I said, we have a place for you to leave comments. But you can also subscribe to the Facebook page and leave comments over on Facebook. You can subscribe to our Twitter account, our Pinterest account, and we will soon have an Instagram account, which I haven't set up yet, but I will. All of those exciting things are happening on Smart Tech. And if you have a Smart Tech or a, not smart, but if you have a tech question, then we will give you a smart answer. That's what I was trying to say. So welcome to our new episode. And I thought that why not start off the new year in freak out mode? I'm going to be spied on mode, and to go through, what does your phone know about you? Facebook, Twitter, you know, social media knows a lot about you, but what does your phone actually know? We know that your phone tracks every step you take. It knows where you're going. You know, this is a kind of inside baseball, but the Christian church teaches that some in the Christian church teaches that there will be a world ruler, and that world ruler will put a mark on you. If you read the book of Revelation, you know, it's becoming a Bible study, right? If you read the book of Revelation, the number of the beast is 666, and it goes on. Everybody knows that, right? It goes on your hand or your forehead, and you can't buy or sell goods or food unless you have this mark on you. And, you know, the bad thing about it is that if you take the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, then you don't go to heaven either. You've denied God. So, you know, do you want to eat or do you want to deny God? It's kind of what happens in that scenario in the book of Revelation. And I remember reading that story or hearing that story when I was young and thinking, yeah, but you know what? There's no way that the government can track every single person in the world. I mean, come on. How's that going to happen? People are going to have fake barcodes or numbers on them or a way to tape them on your hand but not take the mark, or I don't know. I could not understand how that could be coordinated and the type of supercomputer you would need in one spot to kind of control all of this. Then came the internet, right? I mean, we had the internet when I was a kid, but it really hadn't blossomed. And so what we found out is we don't have to build a supercomputer in one place. I don't have to have one computer in one place that can, you know, crunch all this data. What I need are thousands or even millions of computers all crunching data at the same time and then sending appropriate information back to the people who need it. We have that. If you look at Google Maps, if you look at Apple Maps, if you look at location apps like Yelp, you know, I'm checking in, or Facebook Friends, where, you know, hey, you have six friends around you or whatever, or Find Friends on iOS, you'll notice that that's happening. This information, small pieces of information are being collected by millions of handheld computers that people put in their pocket or in their purse. And as they walk around, it records information. And then it sends appropriate information to the mothership, which is also a bunch of computers spread out all over the world that take this data and kind of crunch it in themselves and then weave it together in the network. And they use the power of smaller computers to kind of mesh those together to make a supercomputer. But the supercomputer doesn't have one location. If, you know, somebody bombed Apple's data center in one spot of the world, there might be a hiccup or a glitch, but Apple would be able to reroute its data to another center and take up the slack. The problem with that is things may slow down, but they certainly wouldn't stop for very long. So you're being followed. Your privacy is in jeopardy. And you might not care. I don't care if people know where I am most of the time. I mean, really, I don't live a very exciting life. I'm between, you know, work and home, the studio. You know, I'm around town, I'm shopping, going to church. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really affect me that much. But it might. It might in some way, in some day. If you had a government that was oppressive, they might be able to follow you. All the things you've ever seen on these spy movies, you know, could come true, I guess. So where were you yesterday? What about a week ago or last month or last year? You know, you might enjoy knowing these things when Facebook tells you, you know, on this day and it comes back up and there's a little movie. But what if your smartphone knew all these things and you didn't know it knew, or you didn't know what it knew? And as creepy as it might seem, your phone knows everywhere you've been. So there's a feature in iOS for iPhones called Frequent Locations. And Google also has a location history which follows you around on Android gadgets. So when you open your Frequent Locations or location history in Android, you can see where you've been, the time period you were there, how long you stayed. Google keeps 30 days worth of history in this. And you can also see how many times you visited a particular location. Now, these features could be helpful with everyday tasks, like calculating the time it'll take you to drive from your home to your workplace. You know, in the morning, I get a message that says 30 minutes to work or whatever. Or establishments you visit frequently, or remembering where your car's parked and those kind of things. Dining and shopping recommendations, you know, I go into a new town, it knows where I am and it says, hey, you know, these people say these restaurants are good or whatever. So turning on these features obviously has benefits, but many users have expressed concern over the threat of a thief or a hacker getting their hands on this information. Things like your homework or work address, not to mention snoopy and nosy neighbors or family or friends. The frequent location feature on iOS anyway has been around since 2013, but things certainly have changed since then. Both Apple and Android have significantly expanded the use of location tracking, as well as a bunch of other apps on your device that do that too. And so I'm going to tell you how you can see your own maps, turn them off if you want to turn them off on Apple and Android. Now, let me give you a caveat. You know, do you want to turn these off? If you are a police officer or a public figure, or you're in trouble with the law, I didn't say that, or in trouble with your spouse, I really didn't say that. If any of those things apply, you might want to turn off the feature. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things you won't be able to do. You know, iOS and Android really depend on knowing where you are. But let me tell you, if I had a choice, I do have a choice, and my choice is to use iOS. And let me tell you why. Out of the two operating systems, they've pretty much evened out. I mean, there's definite pluses to Android. There's definite pluses to iOS. And it's really a preference game at this point, which one you like better and which one does what you want it to do. But there is a big difference between the two. Notice who owns the two. Google. Google owns Android. Google's business is the collection of data. That's their business. Their business isn't running your phone. Their business isn't necessarily searching for things. Their business is collecting data and sending out that data to other companies. That's what they do. That's why you get to do stuff for free. You know, they run the largest email program group in the whole country, Gmail. My email is on Gmail. Gmail is free, but nothing, as I've said in past programs over the years, nothing is free. Nothing. So people say, well, you know, Apple costs so much more than Android. Well, that's true, but it also gives you more protection, more privacy than Android. So Android is collecting everything. They're collecting your location. Now, they say they make it anonymous. I mean, what they're doing is crowdsourcing. So they're saying, you know, let's say you went to a theater. The theater wants to know how many people came into the theater. Google can tell them that. They don't say, you know, Joe Smith went to this theater on this date. But what they can do is say this group of people, 10,000 white males over this period of time, you know, went to your business, and only 1,000 African Americans. So you might want to target your advertising toward the African American community, or you might want to have more African American, more plays or events that appeal to that community. That's the kind of information that Google sells. Apple, on the other hand, is in the hardware business. And you can tell that by some of the software problems they've had the last few years, like their Maps program, which actually was one of the worst things they'd ever released when they first released it. And now it's back kind of up to par, although Google Maps is still much more reliable, much more accurate, has much more information on it. So the big difference between the two is the fact that one of them sends all of your data to the cloud and is stored on the cloud. The other one, Apple, keeps all of this information on your local phone, uses it, processes it as much as possible on your phone. So the only way that somebody can look at all of your recent locations, well, there's two ways on Apple. One is you've given it permission. You've gone into Facebook or one of these apps, social media apps that let you say, you know, if you open up Facebook and you see there are 10 friends near you and they list these friends, then that information from your phone has gone to Facebook. It's gone to the cloud. The cloud knows it. If you get a text that says, or a message that says, you have 20 minutes to work and it's an Apple phone, didn't go necessarily to the web. What happened was the phone itself said, hey, how long would it take to get from this place to that place? Now, somebody in Apple land, if they really wanted to drill down, could figure out where you were at a specific point in time where you asked for information on how to get from one place to another, but they claim they don't keep that information. And I have no reason to not believe that. Google does keep that information. It takes it, it aggregates it. Google does read your email. They do. But they don't specifically keep your email. What they're looking for is they're scanning all of their email databases for keywords. And then they know what people are sending things about, and they know how to target ads toward people. That's what they're interested in, at least at this point, until, of course, the United States is taken over by a dictator. And of course they want all that information. Then they'll figure out how to use it. And you could see the difference. Remember a while back when there was a bombing in San Bernardino, California, and one of the terrorists had an iPhone, and it was encrypted. And the FBI called up Apple and said, we need you to open this phone up for us. And Apple said, I can't. We can't. It's encrypted. We can't do it. We don't have the key to that. Only the suspect does. They know their password. Other than that, and of course they were dead at that point, other than that, you can't get into it. And so finally, they sent the phone to an Israeli company, which was able to crack it. But it took weeks for them to crack this phone. It took a long, long time. So it wasn't something easily done. And then, of course, Apple, when they figured out what the Israeli company did to crack the phone, adjusted their security protocols. So what that company did no longer works. And if they need to do this again, they're going to have to figure out a whole different way. So Apple is much more secure in that way. All right. And you may or may not care about that. Let's look at how to see Apple's frequent locations and how you might turn that off. And then let's look at Android, and we'll do the same thing. You know, you're driving in your car. I don't know what he's talking about or how long, you know, how to do this. Go to our website, SmartTech, www.smartech.tv. We have show notes for this show and all of our other shows, and I will place on there the steps that you need to take to do this. So first of all, you're going on Apple. You're going to go to Settings. Then you're going to click on Privacy. Then you're going to click on Location Services. Then you're going to click on System Services, and then Frequent Locations. Does Apple make this easy to get to? No. They don't want you turning it off because they want to be able to provide these services for you, but you can do it. So I'll read through those again, but I said they'll be listed in the show notes. Five levels deep, folks. Settings, Privacy, Location Services, System Services, Frequent Locations. Now, within the Frequent Location section, you'll see a list of the areas that you visited most often, and you can then tap on each listing for more details about the specific places you've gone and how long you've stayed there. You can also clear your history if you want to delete these records. Okay? There's a map there. It's pretty easy to use. Now, if you want to turn off Apple's Frequent Locations feature, go to Settings, Privacy, Location Services, System Services, Frequent Locations, because that's where you are right now, and just toggle it off. Go to Frequent Services or Frequent Locations and just turn it off. So you turn it off and you clear your history. That's what you do. If you want to view an actual map and a drop pin of a specific frequent location, you just tap the entry in the list there and you'll go right there. Like I said, if you only use this for Apple services, you're probably pretty safe as far as your privacy, I would say. But if you do things like find friends, Facebook location services. What I would do is just go to location services. There's a list of all of the apps underneath location services, and it tells you whether you're allowing them to use it or not. As many of those as you can, just turn them off. And now Facebook won't know where you are. And Yelp won't know where you are. And Find Friends won't know where you are. And that's really pretty safe. Unless they grab your phone, cut off your finger, and use it for a fingerprint. And, you know, one of the other things I'll say really quickly is that some people have been really concerned about facial ID. That, you know, now all the police have to do is take your phone, hold it up to your face, and it'll just unlock. But as I understand facial ID, and I haven't tried this out, but facial ID, it only notices if you look at it. So if you close your eyes, for example, it shouldn't unlock your phone. If you look away, you have to be looking at the phone. And also, it apparently uses some kind of biometric information that it scans, and it seems to know if you're alive or dead. That's why you can't use a photo or even a 3D printed version of somebody's head to unlock the phone. You have to use a real live person. So I don't know how all that works. I should, being the smart tech guy, but that's what I understand. So it's not quite as easy as people might think. So if you're an Android user, go to Google's location history on Android. Okay? Then go to Settings, Google, Location, Google Location History. Also, five down, right? Settings, Google, Location, Google Location History. I'm wrong. It's four down. Although you have to go to Google. Yeah, no, that's four. See, I can't count. I can't tell the difference between five and four, which is really sad. So Android's a little bit easier to get to by one click. So here's how you deactivate it, at least on Android 2.3 and up. You go to where I said Settings, Google Location, Google Location History, and just turn it off. There's also an app called Google Settings, and you can go use that app and then go straight to it. In order to delete your location history, go to Settings, Google, Location History, and delete location history. So if you're going to shut this off on either one of these, you want to shut it off and delete your location history if you don't want to be using that anymore. Now, if you, and here's where the big difference is, you've got to do this. In iOS, you have to do this on your device because it stores it encrypted on your device. But in Android, if you want to just delete certain things, you can. You can get in there and you can say, oops, there's a place I don't want anybody to know I went. And you can go in and you can delete that one place. The problem is, here's how you do it. You log in to your Google account and go to Google Maps. And there you can delete locations one by one. But if you do that, where is that location information? It's on the cloud. And once it's on the cloud, it can be hacked much easier than if it's on a device. So, you know, there you go. If it freaks you out to be followed by your phone, if you think that someone nefarious is going to use that information against you, then absolutely feel free to go in and to customize your phone. That's what's so great about these phones. They're complicated, but they're customizable. And so you can shut off certain features and keep prying eyes out of your devices, out of your life. Your choice. Gotta love freedom as long as we have it. So if you need more information, as I said, go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. You can click on the episode name and you'll see the show notes. You can leave a comment. It would be great to have a discussion about privacy because I don't think you can talk about that enough. We can do that on our website. We can do that on our Facebook page. If you want to get to our Facebook page, over on the right-hand side of the screen is a Facebook, large Facebook button. You just click on that button. And it will take you to our Facebook page, and then you click like, and all of a sudden you will be getting us in your news feed. And we usually put interesting tidbits in there, and also we announce when a new episode comes out. If you would like to subscribe to our newsletter. There's a place up at the top of the screen where you can put your email address in, and we will send you our periodic newsletter. And we do not sell or give, unlike Google, we do not sell or give away or trade email addresses. It's completely confidential between Smart Tech and you, so you don't need to worry about being spammed or anything else like that. You know, the reality here is that nobody has total privacy anymore. The government, companies, corporations, they know quite a bit about you. But you don't have to give them everything. And if you would rather not use your info or them not use your info to sell you things or sell you out, then you might want to take some of the advice in today's episode. Thank you for joining us in this new year. We hope that this year will be our best year for Smart Tech. The way that you help us is you spread the love of Smart Tech. Spread the word. Tell people about it. So go to our website and subscribe. It's free. You can do it through iTunes or your favorite podcast network. We're a member of quite a few of them. You can put us in your podcatcher that you like to use, and it will just download every time there's a new episode. You'll get a copy on your phone or device, so it's pretty neat. So once again, www.smarttech.tv for all of that. Until next time, this is your host, One Year Older, hoping that this episode will keep you private and safe and has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.